Hey, Brian, there's worse things to be called. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. How you doing, Triangle?
Everything is good, and we are so excited to have you. You know, we did a survey of all the women that people wanted to see, and your name has been high on this list for a long time, so we're excited to have you, first of all.
That's very sweet. I will do my best not to disappoint.
Speaking of being called many things, I'm noticing the word author by your name. Let's talk about this new book I'm hearing about.
Oh, yeah. Well, my Ask Wendy book, it's my sixth book, and I haven't had a book published in, about 6 years. You know, my most important goal for the past few years is to make sure that the Wendy Williams Talk Show, which you know is every weekday at 10 a.m. on Fox 50,
yes,
is successful. So now we're in our fourth season, and the talk show is definitely what I do first and foremost in my life. But, you know, the Ask Wendy book is kind of a no-brainer. You know, I do Ask Wendy on my talk show. Prior to having the talk show, I was a very successful radio personality, and I had Ask Wendy a part of my radio show.
Right.
So what I've done is I've gathered up some of the most provocative letters sent to me ever from Wendy watchers. Now, you know, it's Ask Wendy, and they're your letters that you've written to me, and I give it to you straight, no chaser. So the book is coming out on May 7th, and it's on William Morrow, which is, you know, through HarperCollins. But I've got lots of exciting things, Brian, coming up. I've got my wig line will be coming out in June. I think it's July. Anyway, and just so many other things. But this women's empowerment event that we're having, you know, I realize that this has been going on for 19 years, and it's right. Just an honor to be there. I will be hitting the stage at 2:05, and I'll be talking to you about some of the things, you know, just sharing. Listen, I don't know everything, but I know a few things, and if there's a morsel that I can share with another one of the ladies in the crowd, then my job would have been done. You know, I'm a you know, I'm almost 50 years old. I'm a mother. I'm a wife.
Right.
I'm an author. I'm a talk show host. I'm a daughter. I'm a friend. And I'm a sharer. So I will kind of telling you my story and giving some tips.
Well, great, Wendy. I got Wendy Williams on the line right now. Of course, she will be a keynote speaker. Women's Empowerment 2013 PNC Arena. Being a wife, being a mother, being a business lady. My first question, I guess, or my last two would be, what do you like the most, radio, TV, writing?
Well, radio will always be my first love. You know, I was in it for over 20 years. I was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. I didn't fall into radio by a fluke. I actually went away to college. I graduated from Northeastern University in Boston, and I wanted to be a radio personality ever since maybe, you know, seventh or eighth grade. I either wanted to be a radio personality or a news anchor.
Wow.
With that said, radio, as you know, Brian, has changed dramatically behind the scenes. And I'm still in love with the craft, but I am not in love with the process and the politics.
Right.
And writing is a side job. TV, this just feels so natural to me. I love my life.
Right.
This TV show is everything because it allows me to use the skills and the techniques from radio. They're somewhat related to one another and still, you know, wiggle and giggle and just have a I love doing my TV show, Brian. Absolutely. I'll tell you ladies two things, because women by nature, we want everybody to love us and we are nurturers and sometimes we're not as aggressive as we should be. So what I will tell you, number one, is learn how to say no. It's a simple, small word that can do big things for your physical and mental health. Learn to say no. If there's something you don't want to do, say you can't do it. That's number one. And the other thing is, ladies, realize this. You've got to break a lot of eggs to make a delicious omelet. You know, it's not easy, you know, harnessing and being empowered. But, you know, sometimes feelings do have to get hurt. Oh, well.
First time I've ever spoke to the legendary Miss Wendy Williams. Very excited. Thank you so much for being on my show. We look forward to seeing you March 23rd. And you have a safe trip. Can't wait till you get here.
Thank you, Brian. See you, everybody. How you doing?